Take that, take that, take that.
Come on. Hot, sicker than your average. Pop a twist cabbage off instinct. Niggas don't think, stink pink gators. My Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
That's
dead right, it's the head right. Biggie there, air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us. Talk, go through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC
take that.
Easily.
Take that.
Easily. Recently, frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace.
Come
keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace.
Thank
with
you,
my
man.
Peace. Packing, asking who want it. You got it, flaunt it. That Brooklyn booth is sweet on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways.
I put Austin NY onto DKNY. Miami DC prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty for the coochie. Now he's the real dookie. Meaning who's really this Rodney. Frank Wright pushed the six on the Lexus LX 4.5. Bulletproof glass tints if I want some more. Gonna blast squeeze first. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last. Rapping about blunts and bras. And bras, menage a trois. Sex and expensive cars. I still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. The daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay filthy. Richer than richer, so you just come and get me.
Come on.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain.
Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. I can fill you with real millionaires. That's cargo, my cargo. 160, swiftly. Wreck it by your new one. Your crew run, run, run.
Your crew run, run.
I know you sick of this name brand. With flows, girl, say he's sweet like licorice. So get with this, it's easy. Girlfriend, here's a bit. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian.
That's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working. For certain, pop a freaking, not speaking. Leave that leaking like rapper demo. Tell them, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like COVID. It's black like COVID, watch me roam like Roman. Lucky they don't owe me, where to say, show me, homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain.
Yo, what's good, everybody? This is your boy King Reckless in the building. How y'all feeling out there? Welcome to another episode of the Reckless Effect podcast. Man, you already know who that is. That's the legendary, the King of New York, Mr. Christopher Wallace, aka Notorious B.I.G. Did you really think that I was gonna go another day, another year without showing love and respect to the legendary Notorious B.I.G. It's been 24 years since Biggie Smalls was tragically killed in a drive-by shooting in L.A. Yet his music and legacy continues to live on, inspiring new generations of artists and fans alike. Today we want to take a moment to reflect on the impact of that. Notorious B.I.G., he had a stranglehold on music, on hip-hop, and it's why he remains such an important figure to this day. But Big's impact went far beyond just music. He represented a culture shift in hip-hop, bringing a raw, unfiltered, authentic... He brought some authenticity to the genre. He represented Brooklyn. He represented a group of people in that city, an entire group of people that was marginalized, that was broke, that was lost, that was forgotten, that was unseen. His legacy is... Every time I think about Big and want to talk about him, it's hard to come up with the right words, because he was bigger than Big. He was bigger than life. He was bigger than music. He was bigger than... He was Big. Period. He wasn't afraid to show and to share his struggles and his vulnerabilities with the world. And in doing so, he paved the way for a new generation of artists to do the same. And while Big's life may not have or may have been cut short, his influence continues to be felt in music today, from Jay-Z to Kendrick Lamar, and countless artists have cited him as a major inspiration, and his music continues to be sampled and referenced to in new songs today. So today, we honor the life and legacy of Big, and we remember the impact that he had on the world of music, and we celebrate his incredible body of work that he left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, Big. Now, let's get on to some beautiful things in hip-hop. So, I told you I was going to be here for it. I was excited, but there was so much that was going on, and I couldn't talk about it that day, so I'm going to talk about it now. But De La Soul's entire discography is available on all DSPs. I mean, come on, let's give some love. I really need some sound effects. I keep saying that, and it doesn't. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But it's a beautiful time to be alive for all real hip-hop fans. They had a showcase, the Daisy Experience, with all the legends of hip-hop showing up and showing love to De La Soul and the late, great True Goy, who passed away this year. And it's so sad that he was unable to be at that event to see all the hard work that he's put in, not only since the beginning, but to gain ownership back of their music. It's sad. It's sad, but it's still beautiful. Rest in peace to True Goy, the Dove, aka Plug 2 from De La. I still don't have the words for it, but let's celebrate. Let's celebrate, because we can see, or we can have or listen to his music not only on streaming platforms, but we can go out and buy these records. We can go and support these artists and make them number one where they belong. A whole new generation of young people will be introduced to De La Soul. It's amazing that 35 years, so crazy to me, 35 years after their debut album, we will finally be able to not only listen, but to buy, to support. 3 Feet High and Rising, De La Soul Is Dead, Balloon Mindset, Stakes Is High, Artificial Intelligence, and AOI Bionics. You have no idea how excited I am. I as soon as it hit in the morning, I had to go to work at like 4 a.m. and I'm in the car at 3:30 and I'm just vibing all. Man, you have no idea how much I love De La, and it pained me to not be able to play any of their work, you know, and I still have a couple of their CDs, so it was just like, It's hard to go and listen to a CD when you don't have a CD player around. Like, that was not, that's not sexy anymore. Well, to people anyway. But to me, nah. I still have my vinyls. I still got my CDs. But this was just amazing. But they actually had the Daisy Experience, the De La Soul tribute show. And the amount of people that was there was just amazing. DJ D-Nice, DJ Clark Kent, Red Alert, Stretch Armstrong, Dave Chappelle, Talib Kweli, Draws, Chuck D, Queen Latifah, Moni Love, Common, Black Thought, Pharoah Munch. I mean, it goes on and on. And there's so many more there. All there just to celebrate De La Soul and show love to True Goy. This was an event you could not miss. Watching all these legends I grew up listening to was such an amazing sight. This is why I love hip-hop. Nothing but love, nothing but joy, peace, power. Listening to the freestyles mixed with classic joints, seeing Queen Latifah and Moni Love up on stage. First of all, why are we not talking about Moni Love? We're not talking about her enough. Like, we need to give her her flowers. We need to give her a just due, because that woman was amazing, and she's still dope. Like, she's still vibe. She still rocks. She still got it. And it was just amazing to see. I mean, amazing. She's one of the best spitters, one of the best female spitters of that generation. And I will forever be a fan. Insane. Sometimes you forget, like, these legends, like JJ Fadd. Like, you listen to them, you know the song Supersonic, but you don't know the whole discography. And then you see them now, like, touring and stuff, and some people be like, oh, but they're old. But then you hear them and you're like, oh shit, yeah, I remember, yeah, you still got it. Like, that's just fire. Anyway, why should you care about this showcase to the average listener, to someone who's listening to my voice right now, who has never heard of De La or even really got into De La, and the only song you know is Me, Myself, and I, or Three is the Magic Number, because you saw it or you heard it while watching Spider-Man. Why should you listen to De La? Well, De La is widely considered one of the most important and influential groups in hip-hop history. Just a few reasons why. Pioneering the alternative hip-hop sound, De La was one of the first groups to explore a new style of hip-hop that was experimental. It was quirky. It drew from a variety of musical genres, including jazz, funk, and soul. Their style of hip-hop, which is often referred to as alternative hip-hop, paved the way for other artists and groups to explore new sounds and push the boundaries of the genre. You've heard the Jungle Brothers, or more importantly, you probably heard of A Tribe Called Quest. That sound give love to these three men. They are the fathers of that. At another time when gangster rap was dominating the airwaves, De La, their music was like a breath of fresh air. The lyrics often tackled social and political issues, and they encouraged listeners to embrace positivity and reject violence and negativity. They were embracing positivity and consciousness. If it wasn't for De La, there would be no Kanye. Let's be real. Because of sampling. De La was one of the pioneers of the art of sampling, which involves taking snippets of existing recordings and incorporating them into new compositions. They were particularly known for their innovative use of obscure samples from a wide variety of musical genres, which help expand the sonic palette of hip-hop. De La's impact on hip-hop can be seen in the works of countless other artists who have been influenced by their music. Many of today's most popular hip-hop artists cite De La Soul as an inspiration, and their style and approach to music continue to shape the genre to this day. They their influence is undeniable. In short, De La's importance to hip hop in their pioneering work of alternative hip hop, their embrace of positivity and consciousness, their innovative use of sampling, and their lasting influence on future generations of hip hop artists. To sum it up, the Daisy Experience, if you missed it, it's on YouTube and you need to watch it. It was absolutely incredible. It reminded us of the importance and the impact of De La and the genre of hip hop as a whole. It was a joyous celebration of music and community. And I can't recommend it enough to you. You have to go watch this. Speaking of recommendations, though, actually, before I get off of De La, I highly suggest anybody who's never heard of De La listen to 3 Fate High and Rising. The skits, the songs, the message. You're going to nod your head. You're going to feel something. You're going to vibe. You're going to want to share this with a friend. You're going to share this with people because this was a time. And even though it was 35 years ago, it's still fresh. So go, listen, share. I implore you, go watch this special. Go and tell your friends. Grab somebody who also loves De La, who's heard of them, who loves hip-hop, and ask them, like, how this made you feel. Like, get those, like, just enjoy. Enjoy. Because this was an experience. But moving on. Let's talk about another experience. Let's talk about Chris Rock. Chris Rock dropped his live streaming stand-up special on Netflix. And I got some things to say. Chris Rock tackled the issue of selective outrage, which was the title of the show, in today's society, focusing on how people often choose which issues to get upset about based on their personal beliefs and biases. Side note, this is why he's one of the GOATs. Him, Dave Chappelle. Actually, most comedians, actually all comedians, are, to me, I've said this before to many people, but they are modern day philosophers. They look at issues that are going on and they point the finger at it and they poke it and poke and poke and poke until you get it, until you realize. They may poke fun at those things, but it's there to make you think. It's there to make you say, ah, I heard that. Send you on mind excavations. Dig that. But anyway, one of the topics that he focused on was the one that everybody was wondering. They were waiting for it. And admittingly, so was I. It was a controversy with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett's marriage and their decision to have an open relationship. Even though I don't believe that it was a real decision. I really don't believe that. I really don't. If you saw that interview between Will and Jada and you saw his face, you knew there ain't no way in hell he agreed to that. There's no way. The pain on his face was so real. And Chris Rock said something he said a lot of things that were enlightening and made you really like, huh? Was when he said, I've never been in that position. No one has ever been interviewed on live TV by the person that cheated on them. Hey, I was sucking our son's best friend's dick in the house when you were gone. How do you feel about that? Like, that, she didn't actually say that, but the sentiment is there. Like, that is painful. That's absolutely painful, especially when you are so blind to what's really going on in your relationship that you don't even recognize that there is something wrong in this relationship. There are many relationships that go through things together. You know, they're the ones who argue too much and they don't know why they're arguing so much. And it's because there's an issue that they just don't talk about, or it's something that they're just not saying, and they think that they're saying it, but they're not really saying it. Or they're the people who go around and think that everything is fine, but they don't talk about anything. So then that makes them realize, or they makes them oblivious to the real problems that are going on. And it that happens far too often. I'll tell you that. It happens far too often. But in this, his jokes about the family, about their, not the family, but those two, it had a lot of mixed reactions from audiences and critics. Some praised him for, like, his sharp wit and his willingness to tackle controversial topics, while others criticized him for being insensitive and disrespectful towards them. His jokes about the Smiths were in line with the theme of the special, though. And it was to call out the selective outrage and hypocrisy. He highlighted the fact that many people were quick to criticize them for their open relationship while turning a blind eye to other issues that may be more deserving of attention. Chris also used his jokes to make a larger point about relationships and the challenges of maintaining them over time. And he pointed out that every couple has their own unique set of challenges and obstacles to overcome, and that it's not up to anyone else to judge them for the decisions that they make, especially if they feel like it's best for them. Now, attention is fundamental to human need. We all crave it, and to some extent, we seek it from our parents, friends, colleagues, and even strangers. But with the advent of social media, our desire for attention has become almost insatiable. We post pictures and videos, write posts, and share memes, and all with the hope of getting likes, comments, and followers. But why are we so addicted to attention? Maybe it's because social media provides us with a platform to showcase our lives and accomplishments and our aspirations and inspirations. It's a way of saying, hey, look at me. I'm important. I'm relevant. I'm interesting. I'm here. And when we get likes and comments, it validates our worth and makes us feel good about ourselves. But there's a downside to the addiction. We've become so obsessed with getting attention that we're willing to do almost anything to get it. We take risks, compromise our privacy, and even sacrifice our mental health just to get more likes and followers. We've become a society that values popularity over authenticity, and it's affecting us in ways we may not even realize. And I'm saying all this because it brings me to a joke from Chris Rock in that stand-up. He talks about how people have become addicted to attention and willing to do anything to get it, even if it means going to the extreme. He says, and I'm quoting him, "We're living in a world where people are so thirsty for likes that they'll actually get kidnapped just to have an interesting story to tell on Instagram." When he was talking about that, it just hit me. I'm like, yo, he's right. Because there are things going on around the world that you just can't believe, like, this would happen. Like, there was just recently a group of people. Now, this is my opinion. Don't kill me for it, but I'm going to say it anyway. There were these people who went down to Mexico, these four people. Two of them were killed and the other ones were kidnapped. And they were found safe and sound. They were robbed and all this stuff. And it was just like, well, that's weird. Because, don't get me wrong, shit like that happens. And then I looked at the people and they showed their pictures and I was like, oh, they're black. Nah, son. Something's not right. And I'm not saying that it's unlikely that black people will get kidnapped in Mexico. I mean, you can get kidnapped anywhere. It doesn't matter your race. It does not matter. You are valuable to someone in their eyes. Trust me. You are valuable somewhere. But the thing that didn't make sense to me about that was they were in an area that is known for drug trafficking, drugs, the cartel, they're known. And I know that when you go anywhere in places that might be dangerous, people will tell you, hey, don't go there. Do not go here. Do not go there. Don't go here without a guard or a guide. We know this to be true. So for them to be out there, they're on some shady shit. So they ended up going there and they fucked around and found out. Now, do I feel bad that someone died? Yes, 100%. But I don't know. Anyway, I'm diverting from the point. The point that I was trying to make is that we as a society will do fucking anything to get that attention, to get the likes, to get the stream, to get the whatever, because we're so addicted to it. We're so addicted to thousands of people liking and following our shit and commenting on anything that we do that we actually curate our lives to a selected group of people just so we can be liked. But then we want more. And then we start to try to perfect our lives on screen, on a small little screen that we hold in our hand, that we put in our pocket, just so people can like us or notice us. I know somebody who, in real life, their world is fucking chaotic. They are wild. They don't make any sense. They make weird-ass decisions. Like, they do all of these just irritating ass things, but when you go on their Instagram, it is perfect. You would swear their life was perfect. That they have everything. The yoga poses, the pictures of yogurt, the trips, sitting by the pool. Like, you would be like, damn, they have not a worry in the world. But this person is silently crying in their closet because they don't have it together. But when they hear that ding and they look and it's a like, they're like, oh yes, someone liked my picture. It's a drug. We're truly addicted to it. So what can we do about it? Now, the joke was exaggerated, let's be real, but it does highlight how far we're willing to go for attention. We've become so focused on getting likes and followers that we've lost sight of what really matters. Our relationships, our health, our well-being, our mental health, our family, friends, the people that are close to us, the people who care, the people who actually give a fuck. We lost sight of that. So what can we do about it? We should probably take a break. We should probably step away. And we should probably not fight in front of white people. Like, you know, that's Chris Rock is a genius. If you haven't seen that, you guys have to go and see it. But our addiction is a complex issue and it requires careful consideration and reflection, and we need to find a balance. Anyway, I think you guys should watch it. Overall, it can be offensive to some. It could be perfect to many. But go watch it for yourselves. It was, to me, I thought it was great. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the best stand-up special he's ever done. But I loved it. Because it was authentically him. Now, I'm going to get out of here. Because I got shit to do. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I got a lot of things cooking. That's why I have been so busy. But trust me when I tell you, the next bit of stuff that comes for me, it's going to be fun. It's going to be enjoyable. And I have some conversations coming up very, 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 very soon. So just stick around to it, to check it out, to hear it, to see it, all that good stuff. Anyway, this has been the Reckless Effect Podcast. This is your boy, King Reckless, and I'm going to be out this building. But before I go, I want you to enjoy, I want you to savor the sweet sounds of De La Soul, Jungle Brothers, Q-Tip, Tribe. I want you to chill off of the debut album of De La Soul, 3 Feet High and Rising. This is the one, the only, the famous, the lovely, the beautiful, the amazing Buddy. And I'll check you guys out later. Peace.
Hello.
Hello, it's the Soul, trooping in with the Jungle Patrol. And this one's about the KOs, the knockouts out there who's holding my
blood. Hold up,
wait a minute.
Now just wait. We're gonna talk about Buddy on this plate. But before we let the herd out the gate, make sure all the levels are straight out the jungle.
The jungle, the brothers, the brothers.
De La Soul, from the Soul. Black medallions, no gold. Hanging out with Paws, hanging out with Mace. Buddy, 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 all in my face.
Fold the lap. Jim Browski must wear a cap, just in case the young girl likes to clap. Aim for the win, but before I begin, I'll initiate the Buddy with a slap.
Now for the next, I'm the Q-tip from a tribe called Quest. And when I quest for the Buddy, I don't fess. For my Jimmy was nothing but the best.
The best?
The best.
Ooh-wee.
Let's stick out Jimmy and see what we can catch.
Stick him up, Jimmy.
Next, won't be needed unless
Jenny wanna get right to the flesh.
I won't lie, I love B-U-D-D-Y. Cause I never let it walk on by. When it comes to meeting Jenny, I seem
very serious,
like a pig friend. Buddy is the act that accrues on the list. When Jimmy and Jenny start shooting again, boy, let me get shot, I won't even rip.
Buddy, buddy, don't you know you make me go nutty? I'm so glad that you're not a buddy duddy. Not too skinny and not too chubby. Soft like silly buddy, Miss Crabtree. I hope that you're not mad at me. Cause I told you that it was your buddy. That was making me ever so horny. Jungleistically horny.
On the dial, my buddy talks to me for a while. Plug two is the
cue to her tip.
On the A side or sometimes the flip.
Never gonna flip this record.
Buddy is the bud to my daisy tree. And the looter to my do-re me. And the pleaser to my man plug three.
Plug three gets all the buddy.
Behind my bush, my buddy likes the way that I push. And like a champ just knocking on out. Never at once selling out.
Or let loose the juice.
My buddy helps me to
deal out my soul.
Keeping Jimmy in total control. Without Jimmy I'd be on the road.
Girl, I heard you're looking for some good times. If we quest from the Soul, guess what we'll find? A whole lot of fun, lots of fun together, just like kissing cousins.
Yeah, that's kinda clever.
Close like bosoms, bosoms stay close. If you be my buddy, I will boast that we're like Elmer Merce and Lucille McGillicuddy. You can be mine, and I can be your buddy.
The best buddies in evening wear. Long loving that's true, no,
he's in there.
I feel sorry for those who pay a fare.
A fee?
Word to the D. I don't beg, I just tease my buddy with my right leg. And then when it's ready, what's said
is buddy is best in bed.
Word. Fly buddy told us all to get into a circle. Said don't worry because I won't hurt you. All I really wanna do is freak you.
She freaked us.
And I watched, and then I checked my swatch to see the time. The Soul had formed the buddy line, and that buddy was
mine, oh mine.
Now when the Tribe, the Jungle, and De La Soul is at the club, our ritual unfolds. Grab our bones and start swinging our hands,
and Jenny start flocking in every brand.
Cause Jennifer just wanna stay aware. Yo, fella, should we keep her aware?
Mm-hmm.
up, buddy?
Speak over me.
Yo, buddy.
Yo.
Kind of what you like.
Easy to spread money. Yo. Mace, Mace, how you like your buddy?
Yeah.
Looking short.
True good.
What up, your buddy?
Yeah.
Your buddy,
Straight up with polka dots.
Grab your bones. Swing the hands.
Swing your hands.
Do the Sammy B, y'all.
Swing your hands.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Ollie.